Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, September 16th. It is 5:30. We are ready to go this morning. Hopefully you guys had a good Monday, maybe caught a little bit of football, some Monday night football in Las Vegas last night. Chargers facing off against the Raiders. Not a good night for the Raiders, if you're a Raiders fan. Sorry, Raiders fans. Our biggest Chargers fan.
It's okay.
Our biggest Chargers fan, Steph, is here. Did you end up going to the game, Steph? I know you tailgated.
I ended up not going inside the
stadium. No, you just showed up to tailgate and you left.
So I tailgated with Ramon here on the show, and everyone had tickets, like everyone except for me and my husband. And so when James came, he came late. He came right after work. He's like, we're going to try and get tickets. Maybe we wait till after the first quarter and ticket prices will go down. They didn't. We even go to the box office, and I don't know, maybe we could talk about this at some point on the show. You would expect to go to the box office and see if there are tickets available for purchase, and at Allegiant Stadium's box office, they don't have tickets to sell. So I'm like, wait, we walked all the way to the box office, and then we get a QR code to the Ticketmaster app to buy on Ticketmaster. So we're like, forget it. Let's
what are
just
they
go
doing in the ticket office? Oh, they're probably doing like will call and stuff like that.
Yeah, like redemption for tickets or tickets for another show.
But you can't buy tickets there. That's really weird.
Yeah, it is the oddest thing. So I'm like, what is this for? And they even said, like, I know, we're the box office. You would think we'd have tickets. And I'm like, whatever. So after that point, after all the walking we did, we literally did a whole 360 on the Allegiant Stadium. We started at Lot J, where the tailgating was, and then we went around to an entrance just to wait. We walked back to the box office, went back to Lot J. It was just like, oh my God, let's just go home.
Looking for tickets.
Not looking for tickets. It was just more like we were walking our friends to their entrance was the first one. Mm. And then the second stop was the box office.
Well, I mean, at least you got a chance to party with all your friends and be a part of the energy, right?
It was so much fun.
I bet.
I love being a Chargers fan in Raiders territory because everybody's just walking around like, go Raiders. I'm like, say that after the game. And they couldn't even get a touchdown in.
Was your So did you meet up with your cousin that was there? The cousin that you, everybody said, you know, watch out for him. He might be, how did that go?
You know, he was on his best behavior.
Nice.
He was, I'm like, oh my God, this is a different cousin that I've known for like 35 years. So it was so good to see him. It was like, no time has passed. I haven't seen him in like, gosh, 3-4 years when, it's funny. Like the last time we see family is like either a funeral or like a pregnancy or an engagement. And last time it was a funeral. And so nice to see him under like different circumstances. And he goes, this is my first time in Vegas. I got a girl's number last night.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, baby. He's like, has she hit you up? He goes, no, I got ghosted.
Aww.
But it was so much fun.
He truly had the Vegas experience.
Hey, Hooligan, yes. It's all good. Story of my life. Yeah, it's all good. Shout out to Hooligan.
His nickname is Hooligan. Yeah. He did not act like a hooligan.
Oh, well, that's good. You had a nice time. I'm glad to hear that. I was thinking about you watching some of the game last night, and yeah, rough one for the Raiders. How you doing, Julian?
I'm good. My night was not as exciting. I pretty much went home. I did start watching the Charlie Sheen documentary. I'm only like 30, 40 minutes in. And aside from that, I'll give you a full report card when I finish it. Aside from that, saw the lineup for Coachella that got announced last night. Excited about that. Never been to Coachella. Justin Bieber.
Are you going to it?
I'm thinking about it. I have this thing with going to festivals and events that are in the middle of nowhere. I feel like I just...
Do you go to a lot of those?
No, I don't. I don't. That's why I like Lollapalooza. It's right in the city of Chicago. It's downtown. But here, in Indio, in California, that's what kind of makes me a little nervous. But I'm thinking about it. Mercedes, maybe we can all go. You never know.
I am going to be, and we're talking about it and what's trending this morning, but I'm going to be like the unpopular opinion. I wasn't overwhelmed by the lineup. I really wasn't. I was just kind of like, I think there's some strong acts for sure, but some of the acts that had bigger like fonts, I was like, why is that person's name so big? Like, I don't know. I was just like, I said, there are definitely some standouts for sure, but other than that, I was like, I feel like Lollapalooza is becoming the bigger festival of the two. Lollapalooza's lineup was so strong, and I don't want to say I was disappointed because it's definitely good, but it just wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't the Coachella lineups I think I'm used to seeing.
I would have to do a side-by-side, but I saw Bieber's name, I got excited. I saw Cat's Eye, I got excited for you because I know you and Steph are big Cat's Eye fans.
Yeah, what did you think of the lineup, Steph?
I am actually pretty impressed. Once the lineup dropped last night, and I was like, okay, how are we going? I'm really excited for Cat's Eye. I think Teddy Swims, I've always wanted to see live. And I've always wanted to see Sabrina Carpenter live. But like right now, like I think with her new album, Man's Best Friend, I'm still trying to see if I really like it. Like, is she going to pull in the people? Yes. But as far as music goes, I prefer her other one, Short and Sweet, better so far.
Yeah. And she was just there 2 years ago. So I'm kind of like, well, I don't know. So anyway, yeah, we'll talk about that. My night was great. Thanks for asking. Let's get to the show. We're running out of time. It doesn't matter. Let's get to the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Crazy by Seal? But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive. Do you want to hear I Could Fall in Love by Selena? I could fall in love with you. Or do you want to hear Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls? Those are your choices. Let's get those votes in right now, guys. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, did you know there are only 5 TV theme songs in history that have hit number one on the Billboard charts? I'll run through the list, and I want to know right now, what do you think is the best TV show theme song of all time. We'll talk about it coming up next, but first, the votes are in, and I Could Fall in Love by Selena is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. What do you think is the best TV show theme song of all time? There are certain TV theme songs that are bigger than the shows themselves. What is it for you? 702-364-9400. Sometimes you'll hear those first few notes and suddenly you're like transported back into your living room, sitting there with your Capri Sun and your bag of Doritos. But most theme songs, interestingly enough, don't ever make it to the charts. So here's a little trivia I found out. Only 5 songs in the entire history of TV have ever hit number one on Billboard's Hot 100.
Wow.
Only 5. Can anyone figure out what those 5 are? I saw the list and I was pretty surprised. So, like, number 5 was from a show that most people don't even remember. I loved it. That was like peak tween Mercedes, like watching this show. Does anyone remember the show The Heights?
Oh my gosh.
Jamie Walters. I used to love that show. And it was kind of like a spinoff of 90210. I think Donna was dating him. And he was like, I think they were in an abusive relationship, honestly. But it was good.
Okay, it's vague for me, but this song makes sense making the chart, because I remember the song, not so much the show.
It
the
was
show
was 1992. I America remembered the song enough to buy it, though. The Heights is more famous than the actual series, apparently. Okay. The number 4 song that made number 1 on the charts is from 1985. The show, Miami Vice.
Don Johnson.
Pure 80s. If you didn't have a pastel blazer and a speedboat, you were doing it wrong. What is it for you guys? Like, if you had to, even if it didn't make, you know, number one on the charts, is there a song from a TV show or that you just love? Maybe it gives you the chills. Maybe it was really, really just a good song. 702-364-9400. Did you have one?
Oh my gosh. I automatically go to Cheers. You're bringing me back, Mercedes.
Iconic.
And then Norm comes in.
Norm takes
everything you got.
I don't know, like, if this even made the Billboard charts.
No.
I don't know, but it's a great theme song.
It was such a
feel-good
song.
It's not like something that you would download and like listen to, though, right?
I guess not. Now that you painted that way, you're right. But it made me.
But it's iconic for sure.
It did. It made me want to get away. Made me want to go to, even though I was too young to go to a bar, and feel like everyone knew my name.
This kind of has a similar sound to the number 3 song that hit the Billboard charts number 1. This one was from 1976. Does anyone remember Welcome Back, Cotter? Welcome back.
You know what's crazy? Why do I remember this one, but I don't remember the one, the number 5 one that dropped in the Heights? I remember this one. Was that a hold on? Because I didn't.
John Travolta was in the show. I did not. This is before my time, but I definitely know my parents loved this show.
Did he play Vinny Barbarino? I believe. I don't know why I remember him. I think he played Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah, I've seen, like, I don't know the name of his character. Yeah, you're probably right. He looks like a Vinny Barbarino. But so this was on the list. Number 2 was this song. Does anyone remember? This is before our time. The theme from SWAT by Rhythm Heritage, 1976. It kind of sounds like a song that you play while you're trying to, like, chase your dog back into the yard.
Yeah, reminds me of the A-Team. I don't know why.
Yeah, so this one hit number 1. And the last one, was from Soul Train. The Sound of Ooh. Philadelphia.
Okay.
This was like not just a theme. This was a whole cultural movement. So there you go. Those are the ones. Steph, if you had to pick a song that you think is the greatest TV show theme song of all time, what would you pick?
This was way before my time, but do you guys remember the show Happy Days?
Sunday, Monday, oh my gosh. I would watch this in reruns after school all the time.
When my parents put it on, I was like, I don't care about the show. I care about the theme song. You know what I mean? It's so fun. It makes me so happy.
That was such a good one. Oh my gosh. We're running out of time, but I want to talk to Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie, greatest TV show theme song of all time. What do you think?
Hello?
Hey, Bonnie, what do you think?
How are you?
I'm good. Good. What's your theme song?
So I'm saying The Greatest American Hero.
Oh my gosh. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Yeah. That's the song. There we go.
There we go.
Better late than never. That was a good one, too. We're getting a lot of texts for that one. Well, before we run out of time, I'm going to give you my personal favorite. I still listen to this. I listen to this entire soundtrack. It's got to be Downton Abbey. It's so beautiful. It's so relaxing. I'll do my work, and I'll literally be listening to the Downton Abbey soundtrack.
This is beautiful. Very classic sounding.
It's so relaxing to me, and it makes me, like, somewhat emotional. But when I get too emotional, then I know where to go. I'm going to go to Steph's song. That'll put a smile on your face.
Grab the jukebox.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning! Welcome, everyone, to the show. It is Tuesday, September 16th. It is 6:04. So happy to have you guys joining us this morning. How's everyone feeling this morning?
Feeling good. Just hanging out, you know. Didn't do much yesterday. Just kind of filmed a short video for Three Square Food Bank and Four Corners Food Drive. That's going to start this Monday. And aside from that, went home and kind of chilled out.
Very nice.
How about you?
Very nice. I am good. Ready to get things going. I was just reading this new poll that came out about things that should be just for kids. Trick-or-treating came in number one. Like, and I can't argue that, you know, nobody wants to open the door and see a full-grown man in a wrinkled Superman cape holding a pillowcase. Unless you have, like, a baby with you, then I think it's adorable. But after that, the list included things like dolls, bumper bowling. Like, do you think bumper bowling should be something only for kids, or do you think adults should be allowed to use the bumpers?
Oh, I got to revert back to your Halloween example. I think that if you're with your kid, it's okay. If it's just adults, I'm kind of like, leave it for the kids.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, unless you're just being goofy and stuff and having fun with it, then I'm like, yeah, put up the bumpers, you know, who cares? Mm-hmm. But stuffed animals, coloring books, Legos are on the list. I was kind of surprised about Legos because I know a lot of adults that love Legos. You go to the Lego store, the lines sometimes are crazy. But here's my issue. Like, is there something that's for kids, but you actually love it? 702-364-9400. Like, I, what am I going to do with my Labubus? Like, I love my Labubus. I love my little BTS figures from McDonald's. I love my little plushies that I collect. I like toys. I do. I can't help it. It's just, they bring me joy. And like, going back to Legos, I don't think they're just for kids. I mean, those things come with a 90-page manual, and it's like you need an engineering degree to figure them out. So that's something that I know is designed for kids, but I love it, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I do enjoy toys. 702-364-9400. What is the kid thing that you like? That's like, you think is acceptable for adults.
And let me just say, Mercedes, I think it's awesome that you collect these things. I think it makes you even cooler. That's my personal opinion.
Thank you. It brings me joy. It just makes me happy.
It does. For me, judgment-free zone, right?
Yeah.
I enjoy sitting on Santa's lap.
Okay.
No, because I, hold on. Let me add, because it's the fun of telling Santa what I want for Christmas. It brings me back. To be real, it's like I never really wanted to grow up.
Right.
And in a kind of sort of way, physically, I really haven't. I'm still the same height.
Well, Santa's for everyone, you know?
Exactly. It does look a little weird. I know, to
it
the
does.
Parents.
It sounds a little weird, too.
It sounds a little weird.
But no judgment.
But right. I'm just trying to add the fact that it's just the actual act of telling Santa what I want for gifts. It brings me back. And that's why I love sitting on Santa's lap.
That's, you know, there's just some of those things that bring you joy. And who are we to tell anyone what you can and can't love? We're getting some texts here. This one says, my husband is 42 and still collects Hot Wheels. We had to buy a separate shelf in the garage to put them in. He calls it his fleet. This one says, I'm 35 and still ask for the kids' menu at restaurant. Those chicken tenders hit different. I don't know what you are, but I agree with you so much. I always order for the kids' menu if I'm able to. It's just smaller portion, less money,
yeah.
And it's equally delicious. I am so with you on this one. This says, I hide my daughter's coloring books when she goes to school because I don't want to share. adult coloring books are a scam. The Barbie ones are better. This one says, my wife makes fun of me for still playing Pokemon Go, but guess who's catching rare... I don't know what this is. Shinies, whatever that is. When she's scrolling TikTok, this guy. Steph, do you like something that is designed for kids, but it brings you some joy?
No shame. I'm a Disney adult. I love Disneyland. Yes. There's something about walking in Main Street and then walking towards the castle that just makes me feel like a kid again. Like, I don't know. I think about my childhood and like when my parents first brought me, it instantly brings me back to those times. And I have no shame. I'm a Disney adult. I love my Loungefly backpacks. I love my mini ears. So yeah, us Disney adults, we got to stick together.
Give me a churro and I am happy as can be. Yes. Like a little kid. I am so with you. We have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Guys, make sure you're here at 7:30 with a Mega Minute. We've got your tickets to see Duran Duran. They're doing a New Year's show over at the Fountain Blue. And we've got your tickets on the way this morning. And coming up next, we have... What's Trending? Ed Sheeran just announced plans for an album that will only come out after he dies. Yes, he's already scheduling music for the afterlife. I'll tell you what he's calling it and why it's actually written into his will. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Ed Sheeran is trending this morning. He just casually announced his afterlife album plan. We've been talking a lot about Ed Sheeran lately. He literally just had his new album come out on Friday, and he's talking about his final album. Steph, did we put that audio in here? Am I missing it?
Oh, no, I didn't put it in. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. It's all good.
Did you send it to me?
I did. I sent it to you, but that's all right. No worries. Anyway, he says his final album will be called Eject, and it'll only come out once he's gone, which is a very Ed Sheeran move. His new album, Play, dropped on Friday, like I said, and apparently this is just part of a whole series. So we are getting pause, fast forward, rewind, stop, and then his big exit. That is going to be Eject. Oh. The man has literally scheduled his musical retirement like it's some sort of remote control.
When I first heard about this story, I got sad. I don't know why. I just, when you talk about death and things like that and just planning the future that far, and honestly, it should be celebrated, right? The fact that he has so much foresight, but I just felt kind of bad, you know, the fact that he's already thinking that far.
Well, it's a reality for all of us though, right?
Yeah.
You know, we all need to think about it. I commend him because he is planning for the future, and it's actually in his will. His wife, Cherry, is going to decide which songs make the cut. He has been hoarding what he says are his 10 best unreleased songs since he was 18 for this farewell record. So hopefully it's a very long time before any of us hear this record. I respect it though, you know, instead of some record exec slapping together scraps when he's gone. He wants this to be planned. Personally, I think the wildest part is that he's thought about this more than I've actually thought about, like, tomorrow. Like, he's got it all planned out.
I was going to say the exact same thing, Mercedes. The fact that he's only 34, he thought this far. I'm like, man, this dude is profound.
Wise beyond his years, for sure. So, yeah, if you love new Ed Sheeran music, you're going to be hearing a lot of it for years and years to come, hopefully. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, 6:34. Gen Z, Gen Alpha, they're never going to know the struggle of things that maybe some of us had to go through. The struggle of rewinding a VHS with a pencil or waiting all night for your favorite song to come on the radio so you could record it on a cassette. And I thought this was so funny. Mario Lopez, he actually kind of put this to the test with his daughter, and it's going viral right now. He quizzed her on 80s things like Walkmans and things like that. And she was completely lost. His daughter's name is Gigi. Here's him quizzing her on pagers. This is funny.
Like a bookmark?
A pager. She thought a pager was a bookmark.
I mean, she's right. It is a bookmark in some ways.
You know what would be actually funny, Mercedes, is if we quizzed your daughter on like some of these 80s things.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if she would know any of these. Let me text her to call in really quick. She is definitely up right now. She's actually on her way to school. So
you think she'd do better?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I just sent her the text. I said, call in right now.
Brooklyn, call in.
We can put her to the test. What should we call this?
We should give it like a name, like Back to the 80s Game with Brooklyn.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. Perfect. Hopefully she'll call in.
Okay.
Mario asked his daughter about collect calls. If she knew what a collect call is, here's what she had to say.
Collect, like in one word or like two separate words?
Two words, collect call.
When multiple people are in the same call. Can you even do that back then?
That's not bad.
Given what she has to work with, I can't blame the girl. Like, that just sounds weird. A collect call. What do you collect? But does anybody remember doing that? Like, you have a collect call from, I'd call my parents and I'd be like, I'm ready for you to pick me up.
Yeah, I do the same thing. That's so funny.
And that would be it. That was how I got in touch with her. Oh my gosh, she's on the phone. She called.
Yay!
Okay, all right. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so here's the deal. Steph came up with this game that she wants us to play with you. They did this, Mario Lopez and his daughter did this, where he named a bunch of things from back in the day, and we want to see if you know what any of these things are, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's called, what is it called, Steph?
Back to the 80s Game with Brooklyn!
Woo! Okay! All right. Okay, Brooklyn, do you know what a trapper keeper is?
A what?
That's a guess.
A trapper keeper.
I've never heard of that.
You haven't?
If you had to take a guess what a trapper keeper is, what do you think it is?
It sounds like a mouse trap.
Dude, how does she know?
It was actually a thing that we would keep our folders in, like a binder. It was called a trapper keeper.
And y'all kind of come up with a better name?
Oh my God, Brooklyn, I love the sass. I love it. Okay, Brooklyn, I have one for you. Do you know what was big on Saturday mornings for kids back in the 80s?
Wasn't it like cartoons?
How did you know this?
I've talked about this with like my parents before, because they would like get up like extra early for like either swap cartoons or like something and have like cereal.
Yeah, so I eat my cereal and I watch my cartoons. Do you remember what my favorite Saturday morning cartoon was?
I don't know, like Captain Crunch.
That's a cereal.
Wait, was that a cartoon?
It was Jem. I love Jem. She's truly outrageous. That was my favorite one. Jem.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of passed that on.
Okay, Brooklyn, I feel like you're going to know this, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway. Do you know what a VHS is? A VHS tape?
Yeah, you like can record it on there and then watch it after.
Right, they're big rectangular shape, right? And that's how you watch the movies and everything?
Yeah, I've watched like some at my grandma's house before.
Oh,
grandma still has a VCR.
Go figure. She knows. Okay.
Okay, so tell me, what are the yellow pages?
That's the phone book, right?
Yes. Kinda. Do you know what it was a phone book for?
Maybe like your like utilities people or just like general. I don't know.
it was like for businesses. It's the phone book for businesses.
Okay, so excited.
Brooklyn, do you know what a clapper is?
Like the thing that you like wave in the plastic hands clap.
That's not what I was thinking of, but you're kind of right. I'm thinking of the things where people would like want to turn off the TV or turn off a light, and they would just clap twice to turn it off. It was kind of like the 80s Alexa.
Yeah. That's a good name.
Have you heard of that, Brooklyn?
It sounds like you needed to have a lot of money for that.
I think you could get for like $19.99 on TV or something like that.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, how about this? Let's go towards fashion. Parachute pants.
Oh, yeah. Those are like kind of like if you were going to have like a windbreaker in pant form.
Yeah. You know who made it? Do you know any artists that made it popular? Any 80s artists?
Was it like Army Hammer?
Wait, who? Say that again.
Army Hammer.
Not Army Hammer.
I love this.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
Brooklyn.
Yes.
Great job.
He's too legit to quit.
All right. Last one, kid. Do you know what Knight Rider is?
Someone who writes at night.
She's not wrong.
Do you? Is your dad near you right now?
No, I can get him.
Go ask him what's Knight Rider and see his reaction.
Okay, let me go get him.
This is great.
Dad, what's a Knight Rider?
A talking car.
It was the coolest talking car.
It's a TV show too, Brooklyn.
It's basically Lightning McQueen before Lightning McQueen, okay?
Hey, Brooklyn,
you did great, kiddo. I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Have fun with your talking car.
Thanks. Bye.
We will.
Bye.
It's time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some sad news this morning. Robert Redford, the actor, has died at the age of 89. Hollywood definitely lost one of its quietly brilliant figures. He passed away this morning at his home in Sundance, Utah. He was surrounded by family. No cause of death has been released yet, but his legacy definitely loud and clear, from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid to The Sting, All the President's Men. He just kind of carried that cool, weathered charm that just made every scene feel really effortless. He moved behind the camera and won an Oscar for directing Ordinary People, and then he spent decades championing independent film through the Sundance Institute and turning Park City into the movie world's indie mecca. He worked with legends, he made legends, and I mean, if he asked me to play audience member number 3 in a movie, I would clear my schedule to do so.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Every time I think Robert Redford, the first movie that pops in my head is Indecent Proposal. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I do remember that movie.
John Gage. And just going back to what you're saying, very just cool, very collective. Also, I will add, he seemed very stoic. You know what I mean? Just very... Yeah. Just very, very, just in control all the time. Yeah, definitely one of the greats. Did you have a favorite Robert Redford movie?
I love The Natural. I'm a big baseball girly, and just that movie, I think, is one of the best baseball movies out there. He just, that last scene where he hits that ball and hits the lights, it's like iconic. So definitely lost a legend. I just feel like we're losing a lot of the legends. It's making me kind of sad, not gonna lie.
Maybe watch The Natural maybe this weekend. Yeah, maybe it'll bring you back.
Definitely a good one to watch. Also this morning, the USPS has kicked off Operation Santa for the 113th year, which means the holiday season is officially in gear, so kids can start sending their letters to Santa right now. And the deadline to get them postmarked is December 6th. Here's the fun part. People all over the country can actually help out Santa, and they can help Santa out by adopting some of these letters and collecting the items that the kids have asked for. I'm sure Santa would definitely appreciate it. Starting November 17th, there will even be a big online catalog to make it super easy to help Santa and send those gifts directly. I love that he has an extra army of helpers this year, making sure more wishes come true.
I'm with you, and I love the fact that they're doing this early every single year. That's OperationSanta.com, right? OperationSanta.com, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are you a big planner? For holidays?
I am. I like to get things done early. I have not started my Christmas shopping yet, but I definitely am keeping my eyes open for things. I get slammed in December because it's Christmas, and then my husband has his birthday in December, and my daughter Brooklyn has her birthday in December. So I really got to start planning early for things like that. It's a busy one. Finally, this morning, only in Florida would a dog walk turn into an action movie. A woman named Danny Wright was walking her 4-month-old Shih Tzu, Dax, when a 5-foot alligator grabbed the pup and started dragging him towards the water. She said she punched that gator repeatedly in the eye until it loosened its grip and then flipped it and ran inside with Dax. Both made it out shaken but alive. Wildlife officials removed the gator from the property. So if you're looking for that hero energy, that woman just single-handedly raised the bar for dog moms everywhere.
Florida people are wild. And I saw her talking about the, you know, talking about what happened, Mercedes. It, you know what's, for most of us, right? If we came across an alligator, we'd scream, run the other way, call the cops, something. She just, second nature, starts hitting it in the head, like in the face, just like you said. And that was just, that's what's like stuck out to me.
Well, that, she only did that because it went after her dog.
Sure.
If I saw an alligator, I would run the other way. If it's not doing anything but just there, and I don't know, can you outrun an alligator? I would run so fast. But yeah, if it goes after my dog, not even a second thought, I would fight that alligator.
Really?
Like, I wouldn't even... I you can't just let your dog get taken away. Like, I would go after that thing, stomp on its head.
Right. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it was second nature to her. Like for me, I'll be honest, I might pause for a second just to absorb what was going on because of fear, because I've never come across an alligator.
I think that's the mother or the woman instinct kicking in, because, yeah, you don't even stop and think. You're like, oh, something needs me? Boom, I'm in. Like, yeah. Alligator, you're going to be my next pair of shoes.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hi, Ashley, your caller 20.
Woo-hoo. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? What are you up to this morning?
Oh, just driving my son Beckham to school.
Oh, awesome. Well, be safe out there and get ready because it's time to play Beat Mercedes. If you can guess the song and the artist faster than I can, you're going to win this awesome $175 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You ready to give it a shot?
Yes.
Okay. I'm leaving the studio right now. Good luck, Ashley. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Ashley, Mercedes is exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing, and I'm going to break down the rules like this. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. Once you say got it, I'm going to stop the clock and the song, and you have 5 seconds to say something. Sound good, Ashley?
Sounds good.
All right, let's do it. Beat Mercedes, and that sound starts now.
I don't know what this is.
5 more seconds. All right, that is time. What do we got?
Got it.
Say again?
Got it, I guess.
What do you got? What you
got? It. Yep. You have 2 more seconds to guess what that is.
Okay. Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. And name of the song? And that's
Marco Polo.
And that's time. That's okay. Christina Aguilera. Let's bring in Mercedes.
Mercedes.
And you're driving your son. He goes to Somerset. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Beckham.
Beckham. Shout out to Beckham. Thank you two for having us on. And I believe Mercedes is back. Mercedes, how are you?
Hello, I am back.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, no problem. We're going to shake it out. We're going to shake it out.
Here we go. No okay, problem. Yeah, I'm set up. Whew, ready.
Okay, whew. Here we go. Beat Mercedes and sound starts now.
Oh. Got it. Maya... Case of the X?
Maya, Case of the X. And we have Steph with the official results.
Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 4.9 seconds, and you are correct. Case of the X by Maya is the song and title.
Okay.
All right. Ashley, she now went 20 seconds, and she thought it was Christina Aguilera.
Oh, similar sound. I do get that. Yeah. This is a... the song selection lately, I'm not gonna lie, it's been challenging. These are not like, I mean, they're common songs, they were hits, but like...
You have to think about it for
a
second.
Yeah, like some of these are really catching me off guard. That's a tough one. So I am sorry, Ashley. The good news is tomorrow morning, a $200 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It's Mix 94.1. Yeah.
B Beautiful things that I've got.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, you have a request, you just want to say hi, you have a comment, we'd love to hear from you guys. You can call us or text us anytime. Our number is 702-364-9400. Have you ever learned a really expensive lesson? Like something you spent money on that you instantly regretted, or maybe it took a while for you to realize you had been taken. There's a local guy suing right now because of one, and it's pretty messy, huh?
Yeah, this story is absolutely wild. It is everywhere. Two people involved. It's a stripper by the name of Melanie Sterling and a businessman by the name of Fred Brunner. So basically, he's extremely rich, and he is suing her here locally, because he was defrauded out of millions, so he claims. It all started with a lap dance. Somehow she found out he was wealthy. I assuming that he probably told her. They exchanged numbers, right? Fast forward, they have a romantic relationship, air quotes, relationship of some sort, right? Over the course of 10 years, check this out, ladies, he buys her a house here in Vegas, costs over $700,000, took her on all these fancy excursions, gave her money, of course, regularly, which added up to millions. So at the end of the day, he's suing her for the money, which is $3.5 million, half the house, and $35 million in punitive damages. And that, my friends, is what we would call a very expensive lesson learned. 702-364-9400. What are we thinking here?
I think that if this guy is suing because he spent millions of dollars on a stripper and now he's shocked it didn't end like a Hallmark movie, I mean, come on. Nobody forced him to give her that money. It always amazes me that these people think that the strippers really like them. Like that amazes me. Like that they're really interested in pursuing a relationship with you. I feel like it's buying a ticket for a roller coaster and then complaining that it was too fast. Like, you know what you signed up for. At some point, you have to admit you made a bad investment. That's just my take.
Okay, check it out. Here's some of the details. And I feel you. I definitely see your side. But some of the details are, he claims that she basically duped him. She was writing love notes to him.
Of course, because he keeps giving her money. She wants it to keep coming in.
Right, right. She also helped him. He was going through a divorce when he met her. And she, quote unquote, or he claims that she helped him through this divorce, said that she loved him, they were going to get married, made all these promises. And I get what you're saying, but that's kind of his stance on the whole thing.
You do agree with him? Do you think he has a legitimate case?
No, I don't agree with them. I'm just stating what's in the article. It doesn't give enough specifics, but I can see a side. I'm not saying it's right, but I can see a side where she probably presented herself to be someone that she's not. But there's
of course, like, that's the whole point, right? To get the guy's money. You're not going to be like, hey, let me be straight up with you. I just want your money. I have no interest in you, but just keep giving me money. You got to act like there's interest there. Like, But
10 years.
Who really believes that? Like, seriously, that's the thing. I'm not saying the guy deserved it, but I'm saying if you fell for that for 10 years, I'm sorry. I it's hard to feel bad. And you shouldn't do that to people on her end. Like, that's just wrong. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing that I was doing something like that to someone.
Right.
But that's just me, you know?
I totally agree with you. By the way, if you just popped us on, we're talking about the most expensive lesson that you learned. The number is 702-364-9400. So at the end of the day, this gentleman's lesson that he learned cost him definitely over $4 million.
It's going to be more now that he's suing. Now you have to pay legal fees and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a very, very expensive lesson for sure.
I remember taking, I've gone on multiple dates spending a couple hundred dollars here and there, and I felt bad about that. But I mean, after hearing this story, I think I got out pretty good.
Well, I mean, what were you doing? Were you, do you feel like you were duped, or was it just a date where you bought dinner for someone?
I, I'm half kidding. I bought dinner for someone, but what I'm basically saying is it wasn't that much of a loss. The lesson actually wasn't that big a deal after I hear this story. That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that he deserved it. I'm not saying that she should have been a nicer person, but that dude, I mean, come on, 10 years, yeah. She got you in. She got you good. It's Mix 94.1.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Shane, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo-hoo!
You there, Shane?
Shane.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You got everything pressed in?
Yeah.
Shane.
Shane should be good.
I don't know. Maybe Shane has us on hold. Let's let Steph pick up and see if she can talk to Shane and hear him. Because if not, we're going to have to get, I guess, caller number 21 on this one. She put him back on.
Oh, no.
Shane, no, there you are. Hey.
Take two.
How are you doing this morning? Oh, my gosh. Your signal is terrible. Shane, we've got to give you one last chance. There you are. Can you hear us, Shane? Oh, man.
It's like bits and pieces. He's trying to form sentences. Come on, Shane, you can do it.
I have a feeling I know who your cell phone carrier is. I have a very strong feeling on that.
Well, we can't.
Okay, we're going to have to. Shane, I'm so sorry. That just really sucks. There's nothing you can do about it. So we're going to have to go to caller 21. Daniel?
Yes, this is me.
Oh, you're caller 21. Congratulations. Man, Shane's loss is your gain, Daniel. Thank you for listening this morning. Are you ready to try the Mega Minute for Duran Duran tickets?
Do my best.
All right, here's how it works. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Get them all correct in that time, and you are going to see Duran Duran at the Fountain Blue on January 1st, New Year's show. That's going to be a lot of fun. You ready, Daniel?
Think so.
Okay, Daniel, I'm going to break it down for you. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What is the national bird of the United States?
American Eagle.
That's true, yes. How many feet are in a mile?
3,271.
No. What species can live on both water and land?
Pass.
What animated sitcom featured the Itchy and Scratchy show?
Simpsons.
Yes. Hungry Like the Wolf and Girls on Film are hit songs from which band?
Duran Duran.
Yes. The brand Jameson is what type of liquor?
Whiskey.
Yes. When texting, what does the abbreviation NGL mean?
Not gonna lie.
Yes. What organ in the human body is responsible for pumping blood?
The heart.
Yes. Buenos Aires is the capital of which country?
Brazil.
No. What kind of animal is the video game character Yoshi?
Dinosaur.
Yes. How many feet are in a mile?
Ooh.
Oh, that is a tough one. The only reason I know that is because I hail from the Mile High City, Denver. That is 5,280 feet. I'm sorry. The species that can live on both water and land, that is an amphibian. And Buenos Aires is the capital of which country? That is Argentina. I'm so sorry. That means we did not get a winner for the Mega Minute today, but caller 20, you get the tickets. Two of them to check out Duran Duran at Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Caller 20 gets them right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Teachers, is Nevada a good place to teach? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I've heard the good. I've heard the bad. Wallet Hub, they've dropped their annual list of the best and worst states for teachers. The results are pretty eye-opening. They looked at a bunch of different factors like starting salary and income growth and student-to-teacher ratio and how much each state spends per student. And coming out on top this year is Virginia, thanks to having the highest income growth potential for teachers and the fact that they offer tenure after just 3 years. Utah scored first in the opportunity and competition category, while Delaware, they ranked highest for academic and work environment. On the other end of the list, Hawaii landed dead last, struggling in both areas. If you are curious, Nevada came in at number 33. Not exactly gold star material, but at least we're not last. So yeah, there's that.
It's not the worst. It's not the best. What do you think, like, what could be some of the major improvements here in Nevada, you think, in Mercedes?
I'm not a teacher. Yeah. So I would divert to the teachers on that. My guess would be salary would be a big thing. Class size would be a big thing. Those would be my guesses. But yeah, I would have to divert to the teachers on that to really give us an accurate representation. Also this morning, a new study is out with some concerning numbers about diabetes. According to the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology Journal, 44% of people ages 15 and older who have diabetes don't even know it. Researchers studied a lot of data. We're talking 200 countries between 2000 and 2023, and they say over 10% of people worldwide are living with diabetes. The scary part is that in the early stages, there are often no symptoms at all. So that's why people don't know. When symptoms do show up, they can be things like fatigue and constant hunger and frequent trips to the bathroom. Doctors say the best thing you can do is get checked regularly, especially if it runs in your family.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like I know a lot about this because I get my blood checked all the time. Diabetes runs in my family. So I'm super aware of it. So anyone that hasn't,
Are you diabetic?
I'm pre. So I float between 5.8 to 6.1. For anyone that doesn't pay attention to the numbers, I believe it's... don't quote me on this, but like anything over like 6.3, 6.4, something like that, you really got to watch it because at a certain point it becomes irreversible.
So is that type 2 diabetes then?
I'm borderline pre.
Yeah, but like there's type 1, which is like hereditary from what I understand. And I could be wrong. If you're diabetic, please correct me. And then type 2 is that you can control with diet and exercise and stuff like that.
You are good. It's type 2, so I can still reverse it. And yeah, I'm type 2. It runs in the family. You know what's crazy is that, you know, I have a lot of friends that eat bread and eat sweets and it doesn't really affect them. But for me, it'll, like, for some people like myself, it'll affect me drastically. Some people just have the genes, I guess.
Yeah, or they don't have the diabetic genes.
Or they don't have the right.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, Shaquille O'Neal has once again proven he is more than just a basketball legend. This guy, he recently surprised Kobe Bryant's mom, Pamela, with a piece of her son's history. This was so cool. While he was visiting the family, Shaq noticed Kobe's old Toyota Land Cruiser from high school sitting on the property. And he asked his mom if he could take it, completely refurbish it, and return it as a gift. Well, sadly, Kobe's father, Joe, passed away last year before seeing the finished car, but Shaq recently made sure that Pamela got to. He says he's always going to look out for the family, and he stays close with his sisters. He always checks in on his mom and just to make sure that she's okay. But he couldn't be there when it was delivered, but she was brought to tears by the act of generosity. I don't know. This guy, he is one of those silent angels. He never does this stuff for publicity. He just does it kind of on the sly. And I think that is just so speaks about the kind of person he is. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I'm with you. The most thoughtful guy ever.
Let's talk to Christine, who's on the phone, going back to our previous story about diabetes. Hey, Christine, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, school us, because we were talking about how this new story came out and it says that 44% of people 15 years and older who have diabetes are undiagnosed. What do you know about this?
I can understand that because honestly, anything in this world that you eat has sugar in it. The only things that I've ever come up with are like lettuce, kale and spinach.
Oh my gosh.
The only thing that doesn't have sugar in it.
Yeah.
Every single other thing. Now, it depends on what type of sugar you're talking about, whether it's synthetic sugar, high fructose, like fruit, for example, is super high in sugar, but it's real sugar, so it's better for you, but it still makes the diabetic sugar go up.
Are you diabetic, Christine?
I am. I'm a type 1.
So type 1 means you were born it or...
No.
Can you clarify? Yeah, because I don't want to give out bad information here.
That's why I called, because I was like, she doesn't know a lot, and I've had to learn a lot. So I actually got diagnosed when I was 24.
Oh, wow.
I'm 36 now, and so I've had it for the last, 11 years, 12 years. So type one, I always thought it had to do with, you're either born with it or you only get it when you're a kid and you've had it your whole life. But actually type one just means that your pancreas doesn't work, and your pancreas is what gives you out insulin. And so it means that you are now insulin dependent, because that organ that was supposed to help regulate the sugar doesn't function properly. And that's all that means. And then type two, and they don't have there's no cure. There's no right now, there's no scientific evidence as to why that just happens. And then as far as type two, it means that your pancreas works some, but you just need a little bit of assistance. Hmm. Now, I don't know the science as far as you ate too much bread or, I don't know any of that stuff, but as far as what you eat, I mean, everything in this world, I mean, no matter if you're diabetic or not, you have to eat something, and you can't just sit and eat lettuce all day because
yeah,
exactly.
Sugar will plummet. So you still have to eat sugar. But that's all type 1 means. It doesn't mean you're born with it. It just means that your pancreas doesn't work and that you will die with this disease.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I love that you explained it though so clearly, so that people like me can understand it. We are so late, but I still want to get to Kim. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Hi, I was calling because my nephew is a type 1 diabetic and has been since he was 3 years old. And everything regarding him that we've learned from his endocrinologist is that it is carb-based. So if anything over a certain amount of carbs is what your body is going to turn into sugars, and then that's what's going to spike your insulin levels to go up.
Oh,
yeah. So we have to do everything based on his carbs. So for every 10 carbs, we have to do a unit of insulin.
Kim, oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I was going to say that's the hardest part, Mercedes and Kim, is the fact that bread, noodles, rice, we all love it, but it's all sugar, even brown rice. So that's the thing I battle. But my doctor, and I'm sure your doctor says the same thing, you just can't have too much. It's all about just having small portions if you're going to have that. So
yeah, anyway. I just don't ask my doctor those questions. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Last night, Allegiant Stadium, the Raiders took on the Chargers. Well, they didn't really take them on.
True. Oh,
the Chargers beat the Raiders 20-9. Monday Night Football turned into a pretty rough night for the Silver and Black. But Steph, you were out there, and the way I feel is that what always makes a game better is the people, the ambiance. And you were out there in the crowd soaking in the vibe. You were hearing all the fan chants and the taunts and the laughs, and you showed up in your full-on Chargers gear. So that had to have been a complete different set of energy for you going into. You didn't even go into the game. You just tailgated.
I did. I was in Raiders territory last night tailgating, and it was so much fun because I think it's friendly, fun competition. There was no fight. But I was enjoying it so much that I interviewed actually some Raiders fans and some Chargers fans. And I have a game for both you, Mercedes, and Julian on my new game I'd like to call Fan Voice Match Game.
Fan Voice Match Game?
Yes.
Okay.
I am going to play you audio of either a Raiders fan or a Chargers fan, and you guys will have to guess if this fan is either a Chargers fan or a Raiders fan.
Oh, easy.
Just right? based on their voice?
So I've asked them certain questions without giving them giving me details. I've given them like a scenario, how they would react, and I will want you guys to go one by one.
Okay.
I'll give you guys a fan, I'll play you the audio, and then you have to guess if this fan is either a Chargers fan or a Raiders fan.
All right, you guys listening, you can play along here. Fan voice match game. All right, let's go. Give it a shot.
Mercedes, you will go up first.
Okay.
Here is fan number one.
My name is Chris, and I'm a warehouse supervisor.
Pretend like you're yelling at a referee on a bad call.
Ref, that was a hold! What are you looking at?
Without saying your team, why are you guys the best fandom in the NFL?
Because our quarterback is a beast.
Oh.
Without saying your team, why are you confident in your team going to the Super Bowl this year?
Because our coach is known for bringing championships.
Oh, that's a Chargers fan.
You think it's a Chargers
100%. I don't know that a Raiders fan would say our quarterback's a beast. No offense. No offense.
Mercedes, is Chris a Chargers fan? You are.
Yeah. That was good. Okay.
Dead
all right.
giveaway on the quarterback.
That was a giveaway.
Those questions. Okay. That was very leading, I will say.
All right, Julian, here is fan number two.
Cynthia, and I am a clinical quality improvement manager.
Pretend like you're yelling at a referee on a bad call.
What the F are you calling? That's a bunch of baloney.
Without saying your team, why are you confident in your team going to the Super Bowl this year?
We got a good quarterback this year because we have the best defense in the NFL.
Okay, this is easy. And being that I'm the football expert in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was kidding. I was just kidding. Raiders.
Is it a Raiders fan? Is Cynthia a Raiders fan? You are correct.
Yes!
Okay, 101 on the fan voice match game. Mercedes, here is fan number three.
Hey, my name is Daisy. I'm a coder for the hospitals here in the Valley.
All right, pretend like you're a referee yelling at them on a bad call.
Are you watching what I'm watching? That was wrong.
Without saying your team, why are you guys the best fandom in the NFL?
Our fans have fans. Our fans are famous.
Without saying your team, why are you confident in your team going to the Super Bowl this year?
I'm not confident that they're going to the Super Bowl.
That's a Raiders fan. 100% a Raiders fan. I could just tell from the way she yelled at the refs. She's cursing. She is mad. And then when she said our fans have fans, I was like, Raiders all day.
Is Daisy a Raiders fan?
Yeah. I like that person. She's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was very confident.
Spoiler alert. That's Ramon's sister.
No wonder I like her so much.
Okay, Julian, let's do this.
Okay.
Here is fan number three.
My name's Jody, and I'm a full-time medical student.
Pretend like you're yelling at a ref on a bad call.
Bro, what the hell?
Without saying your team, why are you guys the best fandom in the NFL?
Because we're from the two best cities, bro.
Without saying your team, why are you confident in your team going to the Super Bowl this year?
Because we have the hottest quarterback.
Jody a Chargers fan or a Raiders fan, given what she said?
To be honest, I'm not a Chargers fan, so I don't know. I gotta go Chargers.
Is Jody a Chargers fan?
The dead giveaway was we're from the two best cities, San Diego and L.A.
I know what? I actually honed in on the quarterback comment.
Oh, yeah. She thinks Justin Herbert's hot. All right, Mercedes, come on. You guys are tied 2-2.
Okay.
Here is fan number five.
My name's Rocky. I'm a security manager at a bank.
Pretend like you're yelling at a referee on a bad call.
Can I cuss?
You can cuss.
It's some bull.
Without saying your team, why are you guys the best fandom in the NFL?
Because once you're with us, you never go anywhere else. You're loyal to your soil.
Without saying your team, why are you confident in your team going to the Super Bowl this year?
Because we're going to be 2-0 today, baby.
Ooh. Oh, that would have been, I'm going to say that is a Raiders fan. I think once you're a Raiders fan, you're a Raiders fan for life. And Rocky sounds like a Raiders fan.
Interesting. Okay. Is Rocky a Raiders fan? Chargers
he
fan.
Really sounded like a Steph. Raiders fan to me.
You know what's weird? He said loyal to the soil. That's a Bay Area term.
Oh, is
That's
it?
A California term, actually.
Really? Yeah, well, California. He's from California because he's a Chargers
fan.
Yeah, San Diego. Okay, well, here, let's wrap it up, Julian, with our last fan.
My name is Joe Martinez, and I do security at LAX Airport.
Pretend like you're yelling at a ref on a bad call.
What the hell you doing, ref?
Without saying your team, why are you guys the best fandom in the NFL?
We got the best running back in the league.
Without saying your team, why are you confident in your team going to the Super Bowl this year?
Because we're that damn good.
Ah, shoot. I don't know a lot about the running back. Chargers.
Okay, this is actually what Joe wants to say to everybody.
I'm not going
to
lie. I'm not a Raiders or Chargers fan. I'm a E-A-G-L-E-S Eagle!
That was a trick question.
What is it?
Saquon Barkley.
Yep, exactly.
Is their running back.
So Joe came in dressed in all black. He didn't come in any Eagles gear. He just came in sneaking in. So he's really an Eagles fan, but shout out Joe. He wanted to participate.
He's scouting out the teams. I love it. That was so funny.
You guys tied, but I say everybody's a winner on Fan Voice
yes.
Match Game. Good job, everybody.
Yay, well,
at least
fun.
Someone won. Sorry, Raiders.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, David, you're caller 20.
Great, thank you.
Let's do this. It's time to play Heads Up. We want to invite you into our Verizon Sound Space for a Q&A meet and greet with a J01. Pick a category. Do you want to go with West Coast is the best coast, Beauty Salon, Shiver Me Timbers, or Gotham City?
The first one.
The first one, West Coast is the best coast. September yeah. is California Wine Month. So these are all things that are associated with California. Are you from California?
No, I'm not. I don't know anything about California, but
that's okay. We're close to it, so we know a lot about it. Yeah. I'm not from there either, but I know a lot about it. So we just all we got to do is get 6 and 60 seconds. David, are you ready?
Yes, try that.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Mr. David, heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
The name of this city is in big letters on a hill there. Big white.
Hollywood.
Yes. This is where Mickey and Minnie are in Anaheim.
Disneyland.
Yes. This is in San Francisco, and how you cross the bay, you get on the what?
The bridge.
Which one?
Pass.
Okay. This is the basketball team for Los Angeles.
Pass.
This is a national park. Also on Bugs Bunny, blank Sam. This was his name. Let's pass. When the earth rumbles, we're having a what?
Earthquake.
Yes. The lineup for this festival in Indio, California just got announced.
Pass.
Okay, this is southern California city right north of Tijuana. It's called
San Diego,
yes. Oh, David, I'm sorry. You know what? We came so close. We had to skip on a couple. You had the bridge part down. It's just the name of it, the Golden Gate Bridge. The Lakers are the basketball team for Los Angeles. Yosemite is the national park. And the Coachella lineup was just announced. I am so sorry, David. That means caller 20 right now. You're going to get these passes into our Verizon Sound Space with J01. Caller 20, you are going to win those tickets right now. Our number is 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Researchers say there may be a link between living near a golf course and developing Parkinson's disease. Now, it's not that the golf course itself is dangerous, but it's more about the water systems around it. This new study compared people with Parkinson's to people without, and then they looked at how close they lived to a course, and they found that people living within a mile of a golf course were 126% more likely to develop the disease than people who lived 6 miles or more away. Researchers think it could have to do with groundwater and well systems near the course, but they say definitely more investigation is needed before we start drawing too many conclusions, but just thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, interesting. And also, I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Do you live near a golf course?
I don't know. So now I'm going to go home and I'm going to try to find out if there's any golf courses within a mile of me.
Well, I mean, I think it's more like directly on. I mean, a mile is a mile, but like, are you with, if you don't know if you live near a golf course, you probably don't.
Okay.
I'm guessing. I mean, I could be wrong.
How about you? Are you near a golf course?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, there's some like two or three miles away, but I don't live on a golf course or anything like that. So just an interesting story there. Also this morning, surprise Coachella drop. The 2026 lineup is already out months early, and a lot of fans are really excited. Headliners include Sabrina Carpenter. You have Justin Bieber. Karol G also headlining. And that is just the top of the list. There are other acts that are on there. Teddy Swims, Young Thug, Cascade, Sexy Red, Disclosure, also in the mix. The festival runs April 10th through the 12th, and again, April 17th through the 19th in Indio, California. Passes, they actually go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m. So if you are planning to go, now is the time to set that reminder, because I have a feeling that a lot of the diehards, especially the Beliebers, yes, they're very excited about that one.
Yes, that's the first name I saw. When you first saw the lineup, what stuck out to you, or who stuck out to you?
I
know who. There's one.
Somber.
What about Cat's Eye?
Oh, I like Cat's Eye. Yeah. I love Cat's Eye for sure. I just was, I, I know this is an unpopular opinion. I wasn't that impressed with the lineup. I think there are some definite big names on there. Mm. But I was just kind of like, huh, okay. I mean, good, great, but I don't know. I feel like I was comparing it too much to the Lollapalooza lineup. Mm. And that one I thought was stacked. So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I'm looking at the actual names underneath, and some of them I know, some of them I don't. I honestly haven't looked at the Lollapalooza lineup, but I guess, I mean, for me, and I probably a good portion of people, the Justin Bieber name really sticks out.
Yeah, I think that's,
you know,
the one a lot of people are excited about. The fact that they dropped it so early really surprised me too. But yeah, what do you guys think? Is this worth a trip out to the desert? Is this I need to sell a kidney to get tickets kind of energy? Or do you feel like it's okay? It is what it is. I'm curious as to what everyone is thinking on that. Finally, this morning, a new survey finds kids making online purchases without permission is costing families big money. Nearly one in three parents say their kid has gone rogue with a digital shopping spree. Now, on average, the damage was about $170, but 19% of parents reported their kids racked up over $300. Ooh. Most of the purchases were things like video games, clothes. Some kids went bold with electronics, like smartphones, cameras, even computers, and a few very entrepreneurial ones even bought stocks and cryptocurrency. I would be kind of proud of my kid if they did that. The survey was done by Talker Research for Achievement. It also found that a lot of parents still are not closely monitoring what their kids are spending online, which is very, very brave considering a single Roblox click could actually bankrupt you.
I have to ask, when your kids were younger, did they ever make a purchase you weren't aware of?
It would happen on video games a lot. They'd be playing games and there's those additions that they could buy, extra things, skins, whatever, and they would buy those. But the thing that happens now, they're really smart. It took me a long time to catch on to this one. They would put stuff in our Amazon cart that they wanted, and they would just leave it there. So then I'd go to buy something on Amazon, like some vitamins or something, and I'd go and buy it. And I didn't bother to look at the entire cart. I just pressed click and buy, and it bought the whole cart. So then we'd get all these packages with like clothes and, you know, makeup. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't order this. And then my daughter would be like, oh, I left it in the cart. Sorry. And it's like, at this point, it's like, well, okay, that was super sneaky.
That's pretty genius. So they use it. That's basically the excuse. Oh, so I'm so sorry. I left it in the cart. That's a good scapegoat.
Yeah. Don't do as my kids did, guys. It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.